a number of things.
So the chemistry of this team, the leaders of this team, the culture. Coach Wakeford has done a really nice job through the summer. That's apparent. They like to play. They were excited to play. Physiologically, conditioning-wise, they look fit. They handled practice really well. And it looks like I like our depth. And so I was encouraged by those things. Again, the chemistry, the culture, the conditioning they have. And I think the depth was my first impression today.
About the execution today, was it typical for one day?
Yeah, it wasn't anything to write home about. any time there's a quarterback center exchange, those kind of stand out. So we had some of those, especially with our second team. It was killer to have Taysom back. 10 months, basically, what it's been. That in and of itself, I think I'm just smiling over all the whole time with that. And that kind of overrode any time I saw the ball on the ground. Hey, Taysom's out here. Drop pass. Hey, Taysom's out here. Hard to even dwell on anything that wasn't exactly right just because Taysom is our first back.
Mitch and Micah and Tooney were not able to be out on day one.
Mitch, lingering injury, Tooney, lingering injury, and Micah. Kind of something new that's come along, but we don't anticipate it being maybe more than one more day-ish.
Long-term concerns for any of the three?
I don't think so.
How did the team handle the Jamal Williams news?
They handled it really well. The way that it was announced the team wasn't ideal, again, because it's summertime, and it kind of came out before I had a chance to tell my team. I always like to tell them first, but... And they and I love Jamal. He will be back. Absolutely will make the best of this situation. And our team loves him and I love him. So they're all with him as I am.
You had some cornerbacks, Diane Lake and Riley Burke, that excelled in high school as running backs. Any discussion or what about playing them as running backs?
No, not at this point. It does not mean that position changes, especially with freshmen, isn't out of the picture. We will... All freshmen, a lot of it is they come in, we see where they play, we see where they might fit. We look at our needs, how they might contribute, and contribute early in whatever position that might be. But right now we like them in secondary.
How do you see the running back competition? A lot of guys vying for
play. Yeah, I like it a lot. So Algie Brown, I love. Physical, he's tough, he's big. Reminds me a little bit of Paul Lasique / Harvey Unga, kind of in that role. Adam Hine, I like a lot, and so both those players have experience. Even though he'll be sitting out this year in terms of eligibility, what I saw from Squally Canada today, I like. I also was impressed today with Francis Bernard, so a kind of a up and comer, but I like that. And then maybe the player that had the best summer, and I wouldn't overlook kind of Ryan Korea, which is really hard. And so there's some options there. And when you go to kind of the big blocking back, I.E. Ho-Chin, I like that possibility there quite a bit too. So it'll be fun, and Trey Dye can carry the ball. And so who knows what happens there.
We have linebackers who are good enough, versatile enough to be kind of left-right as opposed to
possibly. Probably the position of most important on the team right now is it'll be interesting to see how fall camp comes out, who plays where. I'm looking for the best combination. That doesn't mean inside could go to outside or outside could go to inside. We'll see. But there's up to 10 right now that are in consideration.
Is McCoy Hill going to bring the team when school starts?
McCoy Hill will join when school starts. That's about when he'll be cleared to start practicing at a level that he'll be able to even have him start to contribute. Those injuries, man, they take a long time. The rage is having that.
Same deal for Philip Moni?
Same deal, yep. And similar type of
thing. I think your Corey Edwards not out there. Is he a school starting guy, or is he still with you?
School starting.
Is it your decision on Jamal?
Yes, it was my decision on Jamal. And that's the great thing about what's happening at BYU, and maybe through 10 years, I've been here a long time. The establishment of trust, and usually in the best way, I think it is when I know first the player and I can work it out and then make recommendations. I love that because that is the closest thing. I think we did a lot of guys stepping up, care for the player, do whatever counts as necessary.
Was there any option for him to stay in school this year?
The best option for all parties was for him to withdraw, and then we get him back. And that was, it will work out just fine.
You're replacing a good punter. How do you like him?
I like him a lot. Part of coaching is when you make a replacement, sometimes it doesn't mean you think exactly the same.
Based on what I saw today, I do have a really good look at what everybody was doing. But pursuing the football, like I said,
and until you see a ball clipped out of a real game, yeah, there's a little trepidation, and sometimes even then there's some
elimination of penalties.
So that our job is to have a season, get enough experience, so there's less trepidation.
Yeah, he was on Air's track of development, doing an awesome job, and then got appendicitis this summer, and so it slowed him down a little bit. And so he's recovering, and I think by the end of fall camp, everything will be great. So it doesn't mean he has lingering effects now, he's just
He's for sure going to make big presence in practice. Last year, we didn't have Coach Murray,
so like majority pace him, slightly less majority kind of thing.
And Mitch Matthews, is that an injury that occurred over the summer?
Yes.
Can you be more specific?
Not at this point. Talk to Steve Pincock.
He's really established himself in the summer.
We didn't need him on offense. I would snatch him to play defense end in the second. I like it a lot.
Are you hoping one of the running backs kind of emerges? Are you looking?
Yeah. But if not, we'll do it by committee.
Do you expect there to be a group effort to replace what Jamal brings to the field, though?
Who knows? Too early to say. Right now, I would say yes, but that doesn't mean there couldn't be a single player. It wouldn't be fair for me to rule any player out and give me that guy right now.
Will it be more difficult to convince Taysom not to run now that he doesn't have to run back?
At the same time, guys know that the next man does.
I hope not.
I didn't phrase that correctly.
I like the way you phrased it.
What impact will Jamal being out have on Taysom's?
I really hope it doesn't have any in terms of his decision making. I think all it means right now is we're all reaching out and making sure Jamal is protected, cared for, and knows what he's loved. And it's just a relationship more than anything. I hope it doesn't affect Taysom's play at all.
How did Moroni?
Really nice. He did a good job today. He has size, he has speed, he's really smooth, and I liked him a lot.
What's your biggest concern this camp?
Don't have any yet.
Not yet.
I mean, not yet. And so those always kind of emerge, or they don't emerge. I haven't had a fall camp yet where something doesn't, but as of right now, it's just Taysom's our quarterback.
Have you voted on team captain?
No, not yet.
The team after camp? Or?
After camp, and that's normal.
Is there any newcomers you're still waiting on to get on the team, or is there anyone checked in?
No, everybody's here.
He's
awesome. Nick is, if not my closest friend, one of my closest friends, and I think he's a fantastic coach. And our staff is just better. We have more resources and more good coaches on the same side makes us better. He's amazing.
What's specifically his role now? Secondary? Or?
He's still called our defensive coordinator, which means anytime I'm talking with the media and there's a defensive meeting going on, he's running the meeting. Anytime I need to meet with the player and there's a defensive meeting going on, he runs the meeting. Anytime there's specific ideas that I need in terms of game plan, he provides those. And so really it's simply play calling, which is different. And I'm in there all the time, so our staff is strengthened because there's more experience and more coaches.
Not only did they look great in terms of physiologic and the mindset of the leadership culture,
last
question.
Any defensive observations from today?
A few that stood out to me. Harvey Long stood out to me. Fred Warner stood out to me. Sione Takitaki stood out to me. Travis Tuiloma stood out to me. And I think we're going to have some pretty good depth at corner. Most of those are all. So, more to come. When do I get to see you guys again?
Monday.
Dang, that's. I got to wait that long?
See you.
Thanks, Coach.
Oh!
You had a dinner in
what?
Boo!
No. Is that it?
You know, I was my daughter's flipping around on she's 16 years.
So I ran out of space doing that one. He goes, let's stop recording.
Yeah.
Phone, let me.
Yeah.